So I saw a lot of you singing this song. So all of you are familiar with this song. But our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, said that this song is... is the, like the national anthem of the spiritual world. So we, you know, so that kind of, so it has no designations. It's not about one nation or one country and or particular culture or type of people, but it's the anthem for the entire spiritual world where everyone can live peacefully. Okay. So, yeah. Oh, you want to change this? Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Forgot.
I'm not sure if it is functioning.
Okay.
Takže Srila Prabhupada, teda všimla som si, že všetci spievate túto pieseň s nejakou pozornosťou, že ju poznáte, ale Srila Prabhupada hovoril, že táto pieseň je v skutočnosti akoby veľmi z duchovného sveta. Že nemá nejaké konkrétne umiestnenie.
So who is this Krishna?
Takže kto je tento Krishna?
Anybody can tell me?
Môže mi to niekto povedať?
Okay. What does he look like?
Ako vyzerá? He is the most of everything. He is the richest. He is the most beautiful, etc. He is absolute truth.
Yes, very good. Yes.
Áno, veľmi dobré.
In fact, the Mahamantra that we were chanting is, it means that, you know, we are praying to Krishna, the most attractive, the all attractive.
V skutočnosti tá Mahamantra, ktorú sme spievali, tak má tento význam, že on je najpríťažlivejší.
And his consort, Radharani.
A jeho spoločnička Radharani.
And we are asking them to please engage us in his devotional service.
Tak my ich oboch prosíme, aby nás zamestnali vo svojej oddanej službe.
And to take us from this material energy into the upper stratum of the spiritual energy.
A aby nás zobrali z tejto materiálnej energie do duchovnej energie.
So now the question comes, Krishna, what is it that makes him the most attractive?
Takže teraz prichádza otázka, čo robí Krishnu najpríťažlivejším?
Among all the opulences that God has, the most best is his beauty.
Zo všetkých tých bohatstiev, ktoré Boh má, je jeho najväčšia jeho krása.
Like some of you mentioned, he's the most powerful, he's very wealthy, he's the richest person and he's very strong.
Ako ste už zmienili, on je najväčší a najsilnejší a tak ďalej.
But really what attracts all of us to him is his beauty.
Ale to, čo nás v skutočnosti všetkých veľmi priťahuje, je jeho krása.
Now Krishna is a little blue boy.
Takže Krishna je malý modrý chlapec.
And why is he blue?
A prečo je modrý?
Just because he wants to be blue.
Jednoducho preto, že chce byť modrý.
You know, for example, blue is actually a very favorite color of most people, isn't it?
Ako napríklad modrá farba je veľmi obľúbená farba väčšiny ľudí.
More than green.
Viac ako zelená.
You know, like in America, there's a type of song called the blues. Is very, very popular.
Ako táto hudba v Amerike, blues je veľmi populárna.
Anybody knows about blues?
Poznáte tento štýl hudby?
Everybody wants
Všetci
to sing the
poznáme.
Blues. Yeah. So Krishna is he's actually his body is bluish, like a dark cloud, a bluish dark cloud.
Takže v skutočnosti Krishnovo telo má farbu tmavého mraku.
Is his body is like a cloud.
Takže jeho telo je ako mrak.
And you know what a cloud does?
A vieme, čo robí mrak.
It gives rain.
On dáva dážď.
And it soaks the mother earth, which may be drying due to in summer.
A on obohacuje tú matku zem v čase, keď je možno suchá.
So Krishna's body is like the cloud of mercy that falls on all living entities.
Takže Krišnovo telo je ako mrak tejto milosti, ktorá prichádza na všetky živé bytosti.
You know, one would think that God would be, you know, very majestic with a crown and you know, a very expensive crown. But Krishna, you don't see him like that.
Takže niekto by si myslel, že Boh je taký veľmi akoby veľkolepý, má veľmi drahú kráľovskú korunu, ale Krišna nie je taký.
He's sitting on his throne, passing judgments.
A že sedí na svojom tróne a vydáva nejaké pokyny.
But here the Lord is a little cowherd boy.
Ale tu najvyšší pán je malý pastier.
Just like Jesus is a little shepherd boy.
Tak ako Ježiš bol pastier ovečiek.
And how does he spend his time? Herding cows and playing with his friends.
Ako trávil svoj čas, takže pásol kravy a hral sa so svojimi priateľmi.
Krishna also likes to steal butter.
A Krishnovi sa takisto páči kradnúť maslo.
His body is like butter. It's so soft that it melts when you touch him.
Jeho telo je ako maslo, je tak mäkké, že...
But he also likes to steal butter from his mother's friends' homes, gopis, we call them.
A takisto sa mu páči kradnúť maslo z domov iných, akoby matiek.
And when Krishna steals, nobody complains.
A keď Krishna kradne, tak nikto sa nemôže sťažovať.
Because he's so lovable.
Pretože je tak milý.
In fact, you know, there were gopis, these are called the elderly ladies in a place called Vrindavan, which is a very sweet place in India.
V skutočnosti tu boli gopie na mieste, ktoré sa volá Vrindavan a je považované za veľmi sladkým miestom v Indii.
They love Krishna so much that they wait every day to Krishna to come and steal their butter.
A oni milovali Krishnu tak veľmi, že čakali každý deň na to, ako príde a začne kradnúť maslo.
They cannot understand why they love Krishna so much more than their own children.
Oni nemohli rozumieť tomu, ako je možné, že milujú Krishnu tak veľmi viac ako svoje vlastné deti.
Because they don't understand, these people in Vrindavan, they don't understand God in his absolute majesty.
Pretože títo obyvatelia Vrindavanu nedokážu chápať Krishnu vo svojej veľkoleposti.
Krishna by his yoga maya potency, he makes them forget it.
A Krishna pomocou yoga maya ich necháva zabudnúť na všetko toto.
Because he wants them to enjoy spontaneous love with him.
Pretože chce, aby si s ním užívali spontánnu lásku.
For example, now God, you know, as we generally understand, is in a relationship which is just between a master and a servant.
My väčšinou chápame tento vzťah s Bohom ako vzťah pána a služobníka.
But the Vedas, our ancient books of knowledge, tell that actually you can have a relationship with God in many other ways.
Ale tieto staroveké vedy nám prezrazujú, že v skutočnosti môžeme mať rôzne iné vzťahy s Bohom.
As a friend, as a considered Krishna as a child, in other words, become a parent.
Ako priateľ môžeme používať Krishnu ako svoje dieťa, teda stať sa rodičmi.
And also as a lover.
A takisto ako milovník.
And so the relationship between these people in Vrindavan is so spontaneous.
Takže tieto vzťahy obyvateľov Vrindavanu sú tak spontánne.
So when Krishna goes every day to the forest to herd the cows.
Takže keď Krishna odchádza každý deň do lesa, aby pásol kravy.
They actually feel great separation from him.
Tak oni v skutočnosti cítia veľkú odlúčenosť od neho.
They are in great anxiety because Krishna has such soft feet.
Oni sú v takej úzkosti, pretože Krishnove nohy sú tak jemné.
So they worry that he's going to hurt his feet will hurt because of the rocks and pebbles in the forest.
Tak oni sa boja, že on si ublíži na všetkých tých kameňoch a v tom lese, keď chodí bosý.
And the younger gopis are also thinking of him day and night.
A tie mladé gopie takisto myslia na neho vo dne v noci.
The friends go of course with Krishna.
Jeho priatelia samozrejme idú s ním.
And he's jumping on their backs and playing with them.
A oni po sebe skáču si na chrbát a hrajú sa vzájomne.
And he's imitating, they're imitating the animals and imitating their sounds and noises.
A napodobňujú rôzne zvieratá a zvuky lesa.
So such are the activities of the Supreme Lord.
Takže toto sú v skutočnosti aktivity najvyššieho pána.
Because if God has everything, then what would he need from us?
Pretože ak Boh má úplne všetko, tak čo by od nás potreboval?
If you had everything in the world, would you need anybody's you know anything from anybody?
Keby ste vlastnili všetko na svete, chceli by ste ešte niečo od niekoho?
In fact, you would be worried whether he's trying to take advantage of you.
V skutočnosti by ste premýšľali,
because you have so much.
A či nás nechce nikto zneužiť?
So Krishna, the Lord doesn't need anything from us, just our love and devotion.
Takže Krishna alebo Boh od nás nič nechce, iba túto oddanú lásku.
And of course Krishna, the other nice feature about him is that he's just simply dressed without any buttons on his shirts.
A ďalšia Krishnova vlastnosť je, že on sa oblieka bez všetkých tých gombíkov.
And he has no slippers. He has no slippers. Slippers.
On nenosí žiadne proste topánky.
And what does he like to paint his face with? Is minerals from the rocks in Vrindavan.
A čo sa mu páči malovať si na tvár, sú všetky tieto minerály z lesa.
He has peacock feather all over his body.
On má pierko, pavie pero vo vlasoch.
And he's also decorated with this kind of berries. They are actually poison berries in Vrindavan. If you eat them, one can die.
A on sa takisto zdobí týmito špeciálnymi bobulami z lesa, ktoré sú v skutočnosti jedovaté.
In fact, nobody wants them. They are just discarded.
A v skutočnosti nikto ich nechce.
And he wears this around his top knot.
A on ich nosí na vrchu svojej hlavy?
On his hair. On his
vo svojich vlasoch.
Yeah. And and also Krishna likes to play the flute.
A takisto sa Krishnovi páči hrať na flaute.
Now the sound coming from his flute is so fascinating that all the animals and plants and creepers, they stop what they're doing.
A ten zvuk flauty je tak fascinujúci, že všetky tie zvieratá prestanú robiť to, čo robia v tej chvíli.
The river starts flowing backwards.
A rieka začne tiecť naopak.
The birds, they fall off the branches because they are just so much in deep meditation.
A tie vtáky prestávajú lietať, padajú zo stromu.
So Krishna's flute is very very enchanting.
Takže tá Krishnova flauta je veľmi očarujúca.
So what is it that enchants us to this beautiful Lord?
Takže čo je to, čo nás tak očaruje na tomto nádhernom pánovi?
In a way that the world hasn't seen.
Takým spôsobom, aký tento svet vlastne nepozná, nevidí.
You know, the reason why we feel this love of God is because we are spirit souls.
Ten dôvod, prečo cítime túto lásku k Bohu, je preto, že my sme živé bytosti.
Part and parcel of the Lord, who is the super soul.
Malé čiastočky Boha, ktorý je nad dušou.
Now we forget that we are the soul. We are thinking that we are this body.
My sme ale zabudli na to, že sme duše. My si myslíme, že sme toto telo.
And due to that, we identify with things in the world that are very temporary and full of suffering.
A preto sa stotožňujeme s vecami tohto sveta, ktoré sú veľmi dočasné a plné utrpenia.
But actually, the soul is meant to be always eternally happy.
Ale v skutočnosti duša je mienená na to, aby bola večne šťastná.
And what is the soul? Consciousness is how do you know that you are the spirit soul?
A ako viete, že ste duchovná duša?
Because you're conscious.
Pretože ste si vedomí.
Your consciousness is the symptom of the soul.
Vaše vedomie je tým prejavom duše.
And this consciousness spreads throughout the body just like the medicine, if you take a medicine, the effect of that medicine goes throughout the body.
A toto vedomie prestupuje celým telom rovnako ako liek.
So you can feel consciousness in every part of the body.
Takže môžete cítiť toto vedomie v každej časti vášho tela.
Now this soul is very very tiny. It's 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. So if you take your tip of the hair and you divide it 10,000 times, That's the size of the soul.
Ale táto veľkosť duše je veľmi malá, 10 tisícina končeka vlasu, takže keď rozdelíte konček vlasu na 10 tisíc častí, tak to je veľkosť duše.
So because people cannot see it even with the strongest microscope, they say there's no soul.
A iba preto, že ľudia to nedokážu vidieť ani tým najlepším mikroskopom, tak tvrdia, že duša neexistuje.
And guess what? Every living entity has a soul in their body.
A v skutočnosti každá živá bytosť má dušu vo svojom tele.
You know, even the plants, the trees and even a mosquito has this tiny soul. It's living because of the soul.
Aj rastliny a zvieratá a malé komáre existujú iba preto, že majú túto dušu.
Now how can we say we are the soul and not the body?
Tak ako môžeme povedať, že my sme duše a nie sme telo?
I don't know if you've ever had a dear one leave their body, you know, die.
Neviem, či ste mali tú skúsenosť, že niekto váš blízky opúšťal telo.
When the body is laid down, everything is present, all the organs and all the different chemicals that are in the body is all there.
Keď to telo leží, tak všetko je tam prítomné, všetky tie orgány, celé to telo tam je.
So why doesn't the body sit up and talk?
Tak prečo to telo si proste nesadne a nezačne hovoriť?
All the elements are there. So what is it that makes the body dead?
Všetky tie elementy tam sú, tak ako je to možné, čo robí tým telom, že je mŕtve?
Because the soul has left that body.
Pretože tá duša opustila to telo.
You know, sometimes we say that I'm hearing and I'm listening, I'm seeing.
Niekedy hovoríme, že ja počujem, ja vidím.
But the dead body is not listening and not seeing it, anything.
Ale to mŕtve telo nemôže počuť ani vidieť nič.
So what is really seeing and hearing?
Tak čo je to, čo v skutočnosti počuje a vidí?
Is something beyond that.
To je niečo nad tým.
So the body is not seeing or hearing, is something else because the body is lying there.
Takže,
so it is the soul.
Takže to telo nepočuje ani nevidí, ono tam iba leží, takže to je niečo iné, to je tá duša.
So and Prabhupada, our spiritual master, he gave such nice examples. I'll give you one.
A duchovný učiteľ dáva také krásne príklady. Ja vám jeden poviem.
So that we can understand what is soul, then he gave this example of the car and the driver.
Takže my môžeme v skutočnosti porozumieť, čo je tá duša. Tak on hovorí o tomto príklade vodič a auto.
The car is like the body and the driver who drives the car is the soul.
To auto je ako telo a ten vodič vo vnútri je ako duša.
Without the body, without the driver, the car doesn't work.
Bez toho šoféra to auto nebude fungovať.
So out of the two, the driver is more important, whether he's in the car or outside the car.
Z tých dvoch ten šofér je dôležitejší, či už je v tom aute alebo je mimo neho.
So what happens when the soul leaves the body?
Takže čo sa stáva, keď tá duša opustí telo?
And I don't know if you've heard about reincarnation. The soul is eternal. In other words, it never dies. So when the body is dead, the soul has to go somewhere.
Neviem, či ste počuli o reinkarnácii, ale tá duša, keď opustí telo, tak ona pokračuje ďalej, musí ísť niekam ďalej, pretože je večná.
It goes into another body and enters another life.
Takže prichádza do ďalšieho tela, do ďalšieho života.
So the question is what kind of body the soul will inhabit.
Takže otázka je, aké ďalšie telo tá duša získa.
It depends on our desires.
To závisí od túžob.
If we desire a particular type of body, we get a body according to that.
Ak my túžime po nejakom konkrétnom tele, tak my to telo dostaneme.
The Vedas say there's 8,400,000 species of life.
Vedy hovoria, že je tu 8,400,000 druhov života.
That's a lot of species, isn't it?
To je naozaj veľa druhov.
I don't think anybody would have discovered that many species.
Ja si nemyslím, že niekto by objavil toľkoto veľa druhov.
And they say there's others, many species that don't even exist on this planet, but they are found in other planets.
A je tu veľa iných druhov, ktoré neexistujú na tejto planete, ale sú na iných planetách.
So if we have a desire to fly, for example.
Takže napríklad ak my máme tú túžbu lietať.
So we get a body which is more capable of flying, such as a bird's body.
Tak dostaneme telo, ktoré je vhodné k tomuto, ako napríklad tela vtákov.
But if we want to you know, be in a place where it's more beautiful and there's more wealth and beauty, then we can go to the higher planets.
Ak chceme byť na mieste, ktoré je bohatšie a krajšie, tak pôjdeme na vyššie planety.
But the Vedas say that no matter where we go, there is a place of where there is birth, death, old age and disease.
Ale Vedy hovoria, že nech pôjdeme kamkoľvek, tak to bude miesto, kde zrodenie, smrť, staroba.
And everybody has to admit that all these four things are not very much appreciated.
A všetci sa zhodneme na tom, že všetky tieto štyri veci nie sú moc akoby priaznivé.
We all know the pangs of birth and the suffering of death and old age and disease.
Všetci poznáme toto nebezpečenstvo zrodenia a smrti a staroby a tak ďalej.
So we don't want to be in this Ferris wheel going again and again.
Takže nechceme byť v tomto kolobehu stále zrodenia a smrti neustále.
Because the soul is eternal, the soul is looking for, hankering for eternal life.
Pretože duša je večná, tak hľadá tento večný život.
Because the body is temporary and the soul is eternal, the soul is not really happy in such a body.
A pretože telo je materiálne a duša je duchovná, tak duša nemôže byť šťastná v takomto tele.
It's looking for eternal life and that's in the spiritual world.
Ona hľadá večný život a ten je v duchovnom svete.
Where one can have unlimited happiness and bliss.
Kde niekto môže mať nekonečné šťastie a potešenie.
So that brings us to Krishna.
A to nás privádza ku Krishnovi.
You know, what is the connection with Krishna? What is the connection of the soul with the super soul, the big soul?
Čo je to spojenie s Krishnou? Čo je to spojenie duše a nadduše?
Who has taken such a beautiful form just to attract our hearts?
Ktorá prijíma tak nádhernú formu iba preto, aby nás zaujala.
It is very, very intimate and very, very strong.
Je to veľmi silné a intimné.
Because material relationships, they end with death. It's not eternal.
Pretože tie materiálne vzťahy skončia tou smrťou, to nie je večné.
But our relationship with Krishna is forever.
Ale náš vzťah s Krishnom je navždy.
And he loves us more than anyone can love us.
A on nás miluje viac, ako nás ktokoľvek môže milovať.
So our duty becomes how so the duty in this human form of life is to reestablish a forgotten relationship with God.
Takže povinnosťou tohto ľudského života je znovu vrátiť tento vzťah s Krishnom.
And what is the best way to reestablish this relationship that we have forgotten with the Lord?
A aká je najlepšia cesta na oživenie tohto vzťahu?
The Vedas say the best way in this time and age, you know how this is age of quarrel and hypocrisy.
Vedy hovoria, že najlepšia cesta v tejto dobe, čo je vekom vlastne hádok a pokrytectva,
is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
Je spievanie svätého mena Pána.
And that's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So I'm going to stop here and ask if somebody has any questions.
Takže tu by som skončila a spýtam sa, či má niekto nejakú otázku.
Maybe I'd like to hear from you how you felt when the chanting was going on.
Možno by som sa spýtala, ako ste sa cítili, keď sme spolu spievali sväté mená.
You felt, how did you feel? Yes, it's a perfect picture of the spiritual world where all his dear friends in Vrindavan are enjoying with him.
Tu je krásny obraz pána Krišnu, ako je so svojimi priateľmi a zabáva sa s nimi.
You know, there's a story about a German person who went to India because he heard that one can find God there.
To je v skutočnosti príbeh o nejakom človeku z Nemecka, ktorý šiel do Indie, pretože počul, že tam nájde Boha.
You know, India is full with different temples.
India je plná rôznych chrámov.
So he kept going from one temple to another.
Takže on proste chodil z jedného chrámu do druhého.
And actually a lot of Indians they worship demigods, which are servants of Krishna, but they are not God.
A v skutočnosti veľa Indov uctieva polobohov, ktorí sú služobníkmi najvyššieho pána, ale nie sú Bohom.
They take care of all the universal affairs of the universe, just like we have the ministers of the government, of the president, who takes care of in this country.
Oni sa starajú o všetky tieto vesmírne záležitosti, tak ako máme ministra a prezidenta, ktorí sa starajú o krajinu.
And there's 330 million of them.
A tu je 300 miliónov polobohov.
Huge, huge government.
Čo je naozaj veľké číslo.
So these demigods have different forms, so he kept going to each temple and he saw a different form of these lesser gods.
Takže títo polobohovia majú rôzne formy a on teda išiel skrz tie rôzne chrámy, videl rôzne tieto formy polobohov.
Yeah. So there was one form in which Ganesh, he's called, where he was carrying the world on his head.
A tu bola jedna forma, kde Ganesh vlastne niesol celý svet na svojej hlave.
He thought, well, this couldn't be God because he's working so hard.
A hovoril si, toto nemôže byť Boh, pretože on pracuje tak ťažko.
And so this way he went to many, many temples with different features of these lesser gods.
A takýmto spôsobom prešiel veľa chrámov a videl rôznych týchto polobohov.
But till he finally came to a Krishna temple.
Až nakoniec prišiel do Krishnovho templu.
And he said, this must be God, because he's doing nothing but enjoying. He's playing a flute.
A povedal, toto musí byť Boh, pretože on nič nerobí, on sa iba zabáva a hrá na svoju flautu.
So God just simply doesn't have to do anything. All his energies are doing his work.
Takže Boh v skutočnosti nemusí robiť nič, všetko robia za neho jeho energie.
He simply enjoys with his devotees.
On si iba užíva so svojimi oddanými.
Any questions? Any comments? Yes.
I would like to ask, because I know you're working with children, and now these days it's kind of seeing the motherhood somehow that is how to express it, like putting you away from doing things. Even between devotees, they like to do fully like their service, and the child is stopping them somehow. If you can say a few words
So there is a politician and a thinker in ancient India called Chanakya Pandit.
Takže tu je jeden politik a mysliteľ z Indie, ktorý sa volá Chanakya Pandit.
He said the mark of an educated person is one who treats everyone except his own wife as a mother.
On hovorí, že skutočne vzdelaný človek je ten, kto si váži všetky, kto vidí všetky ženy ako svoje matky.
And who looks at other people's property as clods of dirt.
A kto vidí bohatstvo ostatných ľudí ako iba nejakú špinu.
And he treats everybody the same way that he would want to be treated.
A správa sa ku každému tak, ako chce, ako by sa k nemu správali.
So these are this is the mark of an educated person.
A toto je znak vzdelanej osoby.
It's not about degrees and scholarship and how much money we make.
To nie je o nejakom akademickom vzdelaní alebo o tom, koľko peňazí zarábame.
And this seems like the purpose of life right now.
A toto vyzerá byť dnes ako význam života a skutočnosti.
And this is what education is going after.
A toto je cieľ dnešného vzdelávania.
There's so many departments to get a person qualified for making it good materially.
Tu je toľko možností, ako urobiť toho človeka nejak materiálne kvalifikovaným.
But there is no department to study about the soul.
Ale tu nie je inštitúcia na štúdium tejto duše.
And that's why Prabhupada says the whole world is suffering.
A preto Šrila Prabhupada hovorí, že celý svet trpí.
So motherhood, you know, respecting all women, especially mothers, is very, very important.
Takže toto materstvo a rešpekt ku všetkým ženám je v skutočnosti veľmi dôležité.
A woman is always a mother because she nurtures her children.
Žena je vždy matkou, pretože akoby vychováva deti, stará sa o deti.
And all women should be seen like that.
A všetky ženy by mali byť vidieť týmto spôsobom, videné.
As a mother.
Ako matky.
So motherhood is very, very special because, you know, they're bringing children into this world.
Takže to materstvo je veľmi dôležité, pretože tie matky sú tie osoby, ktoré privádzajú vlastne tie duše do sveta.
Who are going to be the future of this country and also the future of life.
A to je budúcnosťou tej krajiny a budúcnosťou života.
So they should be, you know, very well trained in especially in learning how to love God.
A oni by mali byť veľmi trénované špeciálne v tom poznaní, ako milovať Boha.
We can see in society that all types of, you know, no matter how much money we have or how much education we have, we are still not happy.
My môžeme vidieť tú spoločnosť bez ohľadu na to, koľko majú tie osoby peňazí alebo aké majú postavenie, stále nie sú šťastné.
To make our children happy, as all mothers want, one has to know the formula for real happiness.
Takže aby tie matky urobili svoje deti šťastnými, tak musia poznať tú skutočnú formu šťastia.
And that is to love and serve God.
A to je láskyplná služba Bohu.
And because mothers are playing a big role in that, they're naturally very glorified.
A pretože matky v tom zohrávajú veľkú úlohu, tak sú prirodzene veľmi oslavované a vážené. So, Prabhu would like to ask about this or comment about this that we are not the body, that we are spirit souls. So, about 10 years ago, Dhanavir Goswami Maharaj was here and he... Dhanavir Goswami.
Okay.
He was here and he said something about this topic. That when we are eating food, if we are this body, so in which point this food is becoming us? If we are the body, then he was asking which.
Okay.
That when we are eating the food, then in which moment this food is becoming us? It was like philosophical question that if we are really the body, then in which point it is happening that the food is going to be us? It was like a comment. He's remembering this. Dhanavir Goswami said it.
So food that is not offered to the Lord is simply feeding, taking care of our material body.
Jedlo, ktoré nie je obetované Pánovi, tak v skutočnosti vyživuje iba naše materiálne telo.
But spiritual food, which we call prasadam, is very different.
Ale duchovné jedlo, ktoré my nazývame prasadam, je veľmi odlišné.
It's actually nourishing the finer brain tissues in the head.
To v skutočnosti vyživuje tieto jemné tkanivá v mozgu, ktoré máme.
And in this way we can actually think of God.
A týmto spôsobom môžeme začať premýšľať o Bohu.
So spiritual food is Krishna.
Takže duchovné jedlo je Krishna.
Because Krishna is absolute and anything connected with him, he is Krishna.
Pretože Krišna je absolútny a všetko, čo je s ním spojené, je Krišna.
So actually when you eat spiritual food, you're tasting him.
Takže v skutočnosti, keď ochutnávate duchovné jedlo, tak ochutnávate jeho.
So there's nothing wrong in eating as much as you want.
Takže to nič zle na tom, jesť toľko, koľko len vládzeme.
The more you eat, the more you're going to experience love of God.
Takže čím viac jeme, tak toto jedlo, tak tým viac poznávame Boha.
Hare Krishna, thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Ďakujem za pozornosť.